media is the message, as Marshall McLuhan declared, then today the message is the media. The media is so much a part of our lives that it is a rare moment when the media isn't there, or we aren't talking about it, writing about it, or producing it ourselves. Media scholar James Carey's definition of communication is that communication is a symbolic process whereby reality is produced, maintained, repaired, and transformed. Media are the tools and venues of communication, and as our media change, so do our communication skills. If we teach as if the only media in the message is print media, then we fail to prepare our students with the 21st century literacy skills they need. The message for teachers is that we need to expand our teaching to include new media, that we cannot afford to be outside the media, but must teach within it. For over 20 years, there's been an effort to include viewing as a set of skills in the reading language arts curriculum, and it still hasn't been accepted everywhere. But the National English Language Arts Standards, developed jointly by the International Reading Association and the National Council of the Teachers of English, include viewing skills in Standard 12. Students use spoken, written, and visual language to accomplish their own purposes for learning, enjoyment, persuasion, and the exchange of information. The Partnership for 21st Century Skills identifies information and communication skills as crucial 21st century skills. The two objectives are, first, information and media literacy skills, analyzing, accessing, managing, integrating, evaluating, and creating information in a variety of forms and media, also understanding the role of media in society. And second, communication skills, understanding, managing, and creating effective oral, written, and multimedia communication in a variety of forms and context. To help you prepare to teach these 21st century literacy skills, we will focus on these objectives in this module and share how both a middle school team and a high school history teacher are evolving their curricula to teach these objectives. In the first mini-documentary, we return to our model 21st century literacy project, Asheville Middle School's Empty Bowls Project, to learn about the visual media literacy component. You'll see that this truly is an interdisciplinary, multi-literacy effort that integrates the visual arts and technology so that students learn to understand, manage, and create effective multimedia communication in the form of a brochure to accompany the ceramic bowls they make to sell to raise money to feed the hungry in their community. In the mini-documentary, the teachers discuss how they have integrated the writing skills curriculum, information skills curriculum, technology skills curriculum, and the visual arts curriculum. The visual arts as communication skills represents a new way of thinking about being literate in the 21st century. It's vital that students be able to use written and visual language to communicate effectively in multimedia forms and context. In the second mini-documentary, we visit a world history class in the process of evaluating the movie project they've just completed. In the movie project, these ninth graders analyzed movies to determine their historical accuracy and presented their arguments in a written report. Through this project, teacher Robert Flanagan is demonstrating one of the key goals identified by the Center for Media Literacy, to build an understanding of the role of media in society, as well as essential skills of inquiry and self-expression necessary for citizens of a democracy. Robert explains that he wants his students to develop and understand their relationship with the media, and media theorists would agree. Jeff Jarvis, on his blog Buzz Machine, has written that the essence of media in the future is not just content and not distribution, but relationships. Teachers in every content area need to teach within the media and realize that their content area demands a unique relationship with the media. In history, Robert's students learn to analyze historical accuracy and develop a critical stance. As a science teacher, Anita Crowley, who you'll meet in Module 6, sees the media as a way to engage her students in the teaching of forensics. Any idea how? I bet it's as easy as CSI.
I teach a biotechnology, and it has three aspects. We do agriculture, pharmaceutical, and, of course, my favorite, forensics. Forensic science, I can use the media to really bring in aspects of that, and we can talk and compare what is Hollywood compared to real science, and we can bring out careers and choices that kids can make Well, we do CSI Fridays, and we watch it, and we stop and pause at different areas, and we talk about how much of that was Hollywood and how much of that was real science. Other times we've watched it straight through, and I've had them write a paper. But a lot of times I just like to stop, and then we can stop and talk about what careers that has. And so we analyze, yeah, just how much is Hollywood and what's not Hollywood and the real science.
Anita and Robert are teaching within the media. And it makes great logic because ultimately our teaching is a medium, a tool, a venue for communicating about life and learning. We are media producers. And our students are our best critics as we design and produce our teaching and learning media for the 21st century.